if we don't start thinking as men, we're going to have a lousy country. Jesus, I have had the chance to be with guys that are with things and against things. And, you know, Christ, you try as I try as a human being to always listen to both sides of everything. But there's no both sides anymore. They're just trying to wreck our goddamn country. If it's up to you younger guys to take over, I don't know what the hell to do.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your host,
Mike Routier.
And Blag the Ripper.
All right, Radio Like You Want, back in action and always on the attack. Blag, what's going on this week?
You know how we do. We have brought back, he's not just a local legend, Mike, and he's not just a California legend.
What?
This man is an international
good
legend.
Good Lord.
And I put the emphasis on the word international.
On the int part of international?
On the int part of international, because Spice Awesome, aside from coming up with a bunch of new tracks for the Revolts, has been working on a crazy record with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Yeah, that's right. Me First is doing this thing now where they're releasing stuff from, you know, Australia, going around the world, doing the Globe. I think they've been listening to this show. They got the Globetrotter fever, is what I'm saying.
Who
Australia.
Doesn't?
And then now Japan.
Spike has gone all the way to Japan, but get this, Mike, he did it phonetically.
What?
So he didn't actually know what he was singing about. He just kind of got in there. It was like a Godzilla movie or Mothra or
and
something.
Or Mothra.
Yeah, I mean,
wow, two totally different genres.
In. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought that was pretty fascinating that, you know, to phonetically do the thing. I'm trying to remember that William Shatner movie, that really cheesy one that he did about the witches on some sort of island. Anyway, he did the entire movie.
Oh, Devil's Reign?
Maybe.
The one with
like
Ernest
that.
Borgnine and Anton LaVey, the Shat Pack?
The Shat Pack.
That's
it actually was not
story.
That one, but that sounds pretty wild as well. I got to put that on the list. Anyway, I don't know where I'm going with that, but this is a pretty rad album. I'm totally digging it, and it's even more fascinating that he did it all phonetically.
He said that Spike told me that he got contacted by some people in Japan. They said he sounds like an innocent man. And
wow,
when you
the
hear this interview, you'll
of an
realize.
Innocent man. Yeah, I often think of that when I think of him. Spike. Radio Like You Want. Let's go to Japan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show you've been waiting for.
What are they doing now?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our show, What Are They Doing Now?
What he means is this is the show that brings back your favorite personalities for your
entertainment. That's right.
Personalities, entertainers, and performers.
Who at one time or another have created public sensations, and we bring them in response to requests from our nationwide audience.
Enough of that. Let's get on with the show. Here are our first guests for tonight.
The Twin Fairies from Martha's Island. Yes, they're living with Martha on the Island of Peace. Good evening, fairies.
Good evening, everyone.
Please tell me, how's Mothra?
He's fine. Would you like to see him?
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll sing his song for you. And maybe, if you close your eyes and think about him, you'll see Mothra.
All right, kids, close your eyes now.
The way you played with me and had your way with me. Oh yes, how little did I know. I was your brand new toy, you were a naughty boy. It got you broke this spring in me. Each time that I recall, oh how the tears do fall from these eyes that couldn't see. I was your brand new toy, you were a naughty boy. It got you broke this spring in me. You are also nice. You wouldn't kiss me once or twice, but I didn't know your lips were loaded tight. And so I'm wise to you. There's no disguise for you. But now what good will all that do? I was a brand new toy. You were a naughty boy. It gets you broke the string in me.
Globetrotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
Gee, Blag, no idea where the hell we're going this week. Where the hell could it be?
Naturally, Mike, we are off to Japan, and
what?
I got to tell you about Electric Eel Shock. These guys are my homies. We played a bunch of shows together in Europe, and nobody mangles the English language quite like Electric Eel Shock.
Yeah.
good Lord. Slow it down right there, Blag. Electric Eel Shock, Beat Me from 2005. Good friends of yours, right?
Trotting all around the globe with the Electric Eel Shock. They tour all the time. This
really?
Band.
Yeah. I actually had never heard of these guys, but I was looking for some Japanese tunes to play a part of our Japanese set we just heard there. And yeah, they sounded pretty
they
nuts.
They leaped out at you. They always had kind of a grunge element. They did a little jamming, you know. I don't know. It was wacky. It was hard to put your finger on.
I heard a little guitar wolf in there, maybe. They must have been fans of the wolf. A
little bit of the wolf.
The Peanuts before that. Interesting. Really interesting band. Now, these are two, I believe they're sisters from the early 60s. They were a big pop sensation in Japan, but America knows them best as the Mothra Fairies because they were the two little girls from the Mothra movies.
Wow.
They actually had a pretty good pop career back in Japan there.
You can't beat it.
And the lyrics on that one, I've been listening to that song for a while in Japanese. I just found the English version. I had no idea how twisted that was. You got to go back and listen to that with "He Only Hit Me Once." You know, it's a nice guy when he only hits you once. Started things off with me first in the Gimme Gimme's, brand new one there from Sing in Japan. That is, I'm going to murder this. Koroko no Tabai, I guess. Spike, I don't know. You have
Kokoro
to.
Koro no Tabi. I think we have lost to. Spike.
Tabi. Yeah, that's it, man.
All right, so I just got to get emotional and belt it out phonetically, I guess. All right, coming up, we got a. Thank
your
you, Spike.
Mouth is my latrine.
Dwarves track coming up next. Spike, you're on this one doing the oohs and the ahs. You're the best ooh-ah man in the business.
I used to wake when I wanted. Go to school and I felt like a lap. But I got thrown out, so now I know about getting up off of my ass. I tried to sing for my supper. Then I got hungry and found me a job. Now every morning, it's like I'm whoring out. I get so bored I can shout. Hey boss man, fuck that noise. Straight out of Illinois. Hey boss man, fuck that noise. Just a working class asshole, slaving away till my brain's turning numb. And for my labors, there's nothing but hatred. I wait for the weekend to come. I'm just a working class asshole, so I pretend to be deaf, blind, and dumb. And for my labors, there's nothing but hatred. I wait for the weekend.
Yo, Radio Like You Want, this is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org, and like every week, I'm here to keep you up to date on all the latest punk rock happenings. Track today comes from Washington, D.C.'s The Max Levine Ensemble. They've been around for about 10 years, and honestly, I don't think they're ever going to be huge, but more and more they're establishing an underground fan base because they mix together classic Washington, D.C.-style hardcore with pop punk with just a hint of some older rock and roll. In fact, their newest song kind of reminds me of Bobby Darin. In December 2011, they released a new EP called The Elephant in the Room, and this track is the first track off the new EP, Adventures in Pet Sitting.
I feed the cats, they do nothing for me, just fucking whine and complain.
just fucking whine, but I'm used to it. The difference is with the creeps on the street, there's no excuse, but the truth is that a fight's come wherever I lay my feet. Drinking fleas on the dog and then you're mopping up again, cleaning up the puke of the damned. Simply how we learn how to live in this land. And
right, brand new one there from Max Levine Ensemble. Radio Like You Want is just firing on all cylinders. Oh, Blake, look out! It's a
Radio Like You Want world premiere exclusive.
Wages of Fun by the Revolts, and I'm joined in the studio with Spike Slauson. Spike, what's really going on?
How's it going, Blag?
I feel good. I feel strong. Spike's got pizza. That's always a good
feeling.
It's half-baked. Much like your music. Now, we heard a recording that you just did. Tell me about it. Here in San Francisco?
Did indeed. Did it all over the East Bay, San Francisco.
Your Bay Area Springs. For life, Spike.
That's right.
In case you don't know already, in case you're not hip, Spike not only plays in the Revolts and writes a lot of material for them, but he also performs with all kinds of other bands, like Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, the Swingin' Utters, and we play you a lot on this show, Spike. We're in your corner.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's okay, but you should start paying us something. You know what I mean? Because we're out here hyping you. You could give me $5-$10 here and there. It's not. It wouldn't kill you.
I'd let you blow me. How's that?
That sounds all right. I'll take that.
These days, man.
I'll take that.
You'd be surprised.
I used to be glam. You know, fuck music. I don't give a shit about music. Your first couple drug experiences, did they take place near Sacramento or were they in Pittsburgh?
They were in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
So who was the bad influence that pushed you? What was it you were doing?
My friend was an El Salvadorian skinhead. And he turned me on.
Did he hate himself?
It was Thai Stick. No, he didn't hate himself, man. He was a free spirit.
Okay.
He used to take his clothes off in middle school, like in the middle of class. And then so the teachers, because they were like kind of provincial Pittsburgh people, they said, in this country, we don't take our clothes off in class. Like she thought that people in El Salvador just...
Maybe that was their habit. They took their clothes off in class. You know, she was trying to be culturally sensitive. So what did you guys do?
So he
do?
Turned me on to weed. He gave me some Thai stick. I don't know if it was laced with something, but I had this crazy panic attack and wound up on Flagstaff Hill vomiting.
Now, how old were you at this point?
14.
14. So were you playing music already? Were you highly interested in music?
I was learning guitar. I was learning bird songs from the dude up the street.
Uh-huh. So Mr. Tambourine.
I put on the Husker Du single of doing 8 Miles High, and he like wanted to throw it out the window. This is Spike from The Revolts. You're listening to Radio Like You Want.
That was The Earth Trembles, the sultry sounds of the Revolts, brand new, hot off the presses. This stuff sounded pretty garagey, Spike. You've scaled it back. How'd you get here? Who tracked this stuff? Where'd it go?
My friend Billy Reebok. We recorded at his place in Berkeley.
Berkeley?
Very close to downtown.
So it was it politically correct throughout?
No. Not that kind of household, man. That kind of household.
So you guys were smoking, drinking, fucking, swearing?
Good 3 out of 5.
Okay. This is a number called Kick It Over. Now, this one, we're playing the Swingin' Utters version.
Indeed.
But the original appeared on the first Revolts record. So everything's tied together. You guys have a little incestuous bunch. Filthy Thieving Bastards, Swingin' Utters, Revolts. It's a sick Bay Area crew. Spice Awesome on radio, like you want.
The Bay.
What was the first Spike group that you recorded with that was making some headway? Was that when you joined the Utters, or had you already done some recording before that?
I did the first and the second, maybe just the first Gimme's record before I joined, started playing with the Swingin' Utters, and that was the first time that I'd played music.
So really, you came to recording through Fat Mike, his idea for a cover band,
yeah.
The first in the Gimme Gimme's, which was sort of an all-star band that had Joey from Lagwagon, that had Chris Shiflett, who Jackson, who went on to be in the Foo Fighters.
Indeed.
And some other fellows from, like, No Use for a Name and different groups. I'm forgetting everybody's thing now, but it's a
Brian
it's a super
Baker
group.
Played with us
right,
for a
Brian
while.
Baker from Minor Threat.
Barry. You know Barry.
The Whooper, of course, from RKL.
Indeed. He played with us. Adam Stern.
So it's just a cast of thousands.
Yeah,
One rock legend after another. And we got to play a little bit of Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. This is Radio Like You Want.
Back to back slash night, big flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm going to be high as a kite by then. It's lonely outer space on such a time.
Yeah! Please don't tell me how to do it. Sickens me. Sulu, check off. Spock sabotaged the system. Spock restored the atmosphere. Spock sabotaged the system. I wish I knew what to do. Observations, Mr. Spock.
All right, perfect. But let's get line 193 again with sabotage instead of sabotage.
I don't say sabotage. You say sabotage. I say sabotage. Spock restored the atmosphere. Spock sabotaged the system. I wish I knew what to do.
Hello, Lucille. Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? I'm gonna call Lucille right now. Answer calls. When I try to kiss her, she says she got a cold. When I want to make love, she got female trouble. Or that other thing that women have every month. She always wear pants, long pants. I never seen her in a dress, a skirt. When we go out, it's like two men out together. She wears her hair cut short, like mine. She don't have any tits, she don't wear makeup with high heels. And that last bit and whisper it out. Why do he take her out? She like women just like he do. When I notice stares at, I just take young women clothes off with her eyes. Let's see, that number is 268-0777. Girl, well, lesbian for 2 months? Damn, I don't know if she a man or woman. She must be a, hello, Lucille, are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? You are, you do, you what? You got a date with my sister. Why you lesbian? You damn freak. You. She hung up on me. I hate all lesbians. I hate all lesbians. I want a woman, all women, and from now on, when I take a woman out, waste time, I'm gonna find out if she a woman. And we men know how that's done. I don't wanna see or hear a lesbian, cause my sister is a lesbian.
All right, that was T. Valentine with Hello, Lucille. Are you a lesbian, Spike? Spike turned me on to this one today, and I have to say, I have a new favorite song. Thank you for that one, Spike.
You got it.
That is brilliant. Now, where do you suppose the hatred for lesbians comes from? Because right at the end, he says...
His sister is a lesbian.
He says, my sister is a lesbian. So wasn't that song almost kind of like group therapy? Like he's trying to include us, and he's sort of working out his feelings.
Like Robert Crumb.
Publicly. T. Valentine, what do you know about this guy? I know nothing.
I know very little about this guy.
I've just been turned on to it today.
It's on this Norton record from about 10 years ago, which I believe is still in print, and it's got great liner notes, great, very descriptive liner notes, and amazing photographs.
Norton is Billy Miller's label from out of Brooklyn, New York. They've been putting out great reissues and new stuff for many years, right? 20, 30 years. They used to do Kix magazine. So that's where this comes from? You say it's about 10 years old, T. Valentine. Well, if our listeners know anything, you got to call me up and tell me about this.
We I don't may look be wrong. It may internet. Be more recent, but
we
know.
Don't look at the internet. We're old people, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to be looking at the internet. It takes all the fun out of it.
Somebody to be smart.
Call up and tell me a lie about T. Valentine. Spice Slauson, another great
pick. I'll agree with it.
It's on Radio Like You Want.
Runner, we got a runner. We got a runner and control us now.
Scales when the serpent's blessed and new.
there with the Revolts 2007 classic EP. Sounds like they got a new one in the works there, Blag.
I'll tell you what, Spike has been busily working and slaving away, and he has come up with some great, great material. That last Revolts record was killing.
It was, and we heard played a couple examples of the new stuff coming up. He did a great interview there with the man himself, played all kinds of cool stuff from his various bands, including a pick of his from T. Valentine. Hey, Lucille, are you a lesbian? That was a good one.
That
reminds
one
of me
of
Wesley Willis. An old Wesley Willis.
But he's
track.
Angrier than Wesley Willis. I mean, he's angry just at lesbians in general, I think.
Well,
which
who
is,
isn't, Blag?
I know. It is their fault.
I mean, all the senators are. I know that for and all the people in the House of Representatives. It's crazy out there. All right. Well, that was a great segment. Very congrats to you, my friend.
Hey, it was a great time. The Spike interview just does itself. If he's not, you know, imitating Orson Welles or Casey Kasem, you know, it could be anything.
It could be wild. It could be nuts. But he started things out playing one from the Dwarves there. Now, he often sits in on the sessions with the Dwarves.
Spike has been a Dwarf since the mid-90s. He
Is
does
that right? Wow.
Amazing background and lead vocals. And just makes weird sound effects, and he's always good for a great harmony. Spike has stepped out of the room where he would be blushing now in front of us, but I hope you guys enjoyed that interview. Every once in a while, you can get Spike to sit down when he's not making a pizza and tell you what's really going on in the realm of music.
That's a very rare moment. I mean, it's so rare that I once said that... What the...
Can you imagine?
Oh, good Lord, Blag! The Wolf Bands, they are a balloon.
It came from the garage! Man, you have gone way back this week, Mike.
Oh,
this is...
let me tell you how far back. 1966, this is from the Bad Boys. So you know they're actually bad. This one's called Love. On radio.
Like you want.
Well, listen, baby. I feel strange.
Cause
you're feeling strange.
But
I got your feeling. I can't explain. Sometimes I'm happy. Sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I feel good. Feel bad. And I think I got love, beautiful love, sweet, sweet love, wonderful love, talking about love, singing song, love, come on. I haven't known you for very long, but I got that feeling coming on strong. I've seen it happen many times before, and I got all the symptoms, that's why I'm sure, I'm sure I got. Lord, I want you to tell me to feel the same way too. And then we could be happy. I'll never make you blue. But we will have a love, love, love so, so true. Hey, we will have a beautiful love, sweet, sweet love, wonderful love, talking about love, singing song, love, come on. I've got the hair, love, beautiful love.
Lookout. This is Lookout, over.
Okay, Lookout. Where's the cops?
They've gone. Will it take much longer?
Sure. The safe's not made of butter.
I flopped down in my easy chair and turned on channel 2. A fast gunslinger called Salty Sam was chasing post sweet soup. He trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the buzzsaw.
And then
along came Jones. Saw them Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
A long game, long lean, lanky Jones.
Commercial came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. Should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the
radio with a band in mind. Sweet Sue was a happy bit. That villain said,
give me the deed to your ranch or I'll blow you all to bits.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then
along came Jones. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
Along came Long Lead Lanky Jones. So bugged, I turned it off and turned on another show. But there was the same old shoot 'em up and the same old Romeo. Salty Sam, I was trying to book Sweet Sue on a burlap sack.
If you don't give me the deed to a ranch, I'm gonna throw you on a railroad track.
And he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he threw on the railroad track.
And then
that train started coming.
And then
and then
along came Jones. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones.
Along came Long Lead Lanky Jones. Along came Long Lead Lanky Jones.
Along came Jones right there from the Ramblers in 1965. This next one goes out to the late, great Michael Davis of the MC5. It's the American Ruse on Radio Like You Want.
Like You Want.
I told you in school about freedom. When you're trying to be free, they never let you. They said it's easy, nothing to it. And now the army's out to get you. 69 American terminal stasis. The air so thick it's like a drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm finally getting hip to the American ruse. I learned to say the pledge of allegiance before they beat me bloody down at the station. They haven't got a word out of me since I got a billion years probation. 69 American terminal stasis. The air's so thick it's like I'm drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm sick to my guts of the American ruse. Polestar.
Oh no.
Comic cars.
Oh no.
Cheap guitars.
Oh no.
Joe's primitive bar. Nah. Welcome back, Sonic. If you complain, they're gonna get vicious, kicking your teeth and charge you with assault. Yeah, but I can see the chickens coming home to roost. Young people everywhere are gonna cook their goose. Lots of kids are working to give you the theme blues, 'cause everybody's sick of the American ruse. Well, well, well,
take a look around.
Well, well, well,
take a look around.
Well, well, well,
take a look around.
Well, well, well.
You know, it's impossible to make these goddamn transitions, man. You know what I mean? These fucking transitions. You try to come out of these up-tempo numbers, and then you got to go into a fucking death dedication. I mean, I don't know who thought. I want somebody to use his fucking brain not to come out of a number that is up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Sure.
I hope life treats you kind. And I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of. And I wish you joy, and I wish you happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love.
I will always love you. That one goes out to the late, great Whitney Houston, care of Mr. Spike Slauson and his band, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
If she would have hooked up with Spike Slauson instead of Bobby Brown, it would have been a much different...
Oh, life would have been a pleasant ride. Yeah.
She would have done nothing but eaten pizza and loved life. Whitney, we miss you.
Another goddamn death dedication before that. MC5 right there. Michael Davis, bass player, passed away last Sunday. We heard the American Ruse right there from their sophomore release back in the USA, 1970. And we heard the Ramblers in there. Along came Jones from 1965. And we started things off with our It Came From the Garage of the Week, the Bad Boys with Love. Blag. Bad Boys.
A lot of dead folks, but there's love. Happiness here. I can feel it.
Oh, death. The ladies always come around.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
Oh yeah, time once again for the caring, touching, gentle side of Radio Like You Want. Mr. Spike Slauson, this is your pick.
The next song is Laisse Tomber les Filles by Franz Gall.
Nice.
Very well done.
Nice, Spike.
You have a
Bravo!
Future in broadcasting,
my friend. Bravo.
I feel. This is a classic track from the mid-60s. It's the great number. Enjoy your pizza, Spike.
Laisse tomber les filles, laisse tomber les filles. Un jour c'est toi qu'on laissera. Laisse tomber les filles, laisse tomber les filles. Un jour c'est toi qui pleureras. Oui, j'ai pleuré, mais ce jour-là, non, je ne pleurerai pas. Non, je ne pleurerai pas. Je dirai c'est bien fait pour toi. Je dirai ça t'apprendra. Je dirai ça t'apprendra. Laisse tomber les filles, laisse tomber les filles. Ça te jouera un mauvais tour. Laisse tomber les filles, laisse tomber les filles, tu le paieras un de ces jours. On ne joue pas impunément avec un cœur innocent, avec un cœur innocent. Tu verras ce que je ressens avant qu'il ne soit longtemps, avant qu'il ne soit longtemps. La chance abandonne celui qui ne sait que laisser les cœurs blessés. Tu n'auras personne pour te consoler, tu ne leur as pas volé. Laisse tomber les filles, un jour c'est toi qu'on laissera. Laisse tomber les filles, un jour c'est toi qui pleurera. Non, pour te plaindre, il n'y aura personne d'autre que toi, personne d'autre que toi. Tu te rappelleras tout ce que je te dis là, tout ce que je te dis là. Alors tu te rappelleras tout ce que je te dis là, tout ce que je te dis là. Alors tu te rappelleras tout ce que je te dis là, tout ce que je te dis là. Alors tu te rappelleras tout ce que je te dis là.
Creep on in, on in, on in. Kinda broke, seeing y'all, so all I got is fire.
Player, give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do these spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S.
Nevertheless, I smell the fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So fast across the table like ping pong, I'm gone. Beating my chest like King Kong. And some wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many hands to beat. Probably let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy.
Oh no, it's the Looney is representing for Oaktown. The Bay is in the place to be. A little bit of 90s nostalgia for you
hey,
there.
The Bay, the 90s, you can't go wrong.
We spoke to Spike Slauson this week, and I got to thank my good friend Spike Slauson for coming by.
Big thank you to Spike.
Revolts, Swingin' Udders, Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
Check
on
out the
and
latest
on.
Me First and the Gimmies Sing in Japan.
That's right. They went all the way and back. Mike, it has been a wild, wild week.
As always, coming up next week, we got the Western Addiction.
But you know how we do. RadioLikeYouWant.com. You can call us 415-315-9662. Shout, scream, tell us what you want for some of our features. You know the features. Globetrotter, It Came from the Garage, Estrogen OD,
etc. RadioLikeYouWant.com has all the info you need to know. It's got the podcast links and more. Catch us on iTunes, and we're syndicated on PunkRadioCast.com, Louvre.com, and a whole bunch of other places,
Every once in a while, they play us. Mike, you know how we do. We are taking over the motherfucking areas. Spice Slauson, thank you so much. Chomp on that motherfucking pizza, son.
Let's get five on this bitch. Let's go.
Stop hitting because you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Because I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I got to take a whiz test to my P.O. I know I feel because I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty, but the Tango Ray straight had me.
Greedy Worldwide.